federal government says a damning review into offshore processing contracts could open the door to potential criminal investigations by the Australian Federal Police. No individuals have been referred to the AFP or the National Anti-Corruption Commission, and the review hasn't found evidence of any ministerial involvement in the regional processing contract or procurement decisions either. But the report by former ASIO boss Dennis Richardson has found proper due diligence was lacking in the awarding of contracts to companies suspected of bribery and money laundering in Papua New Guinea and Nauru. Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill says the former coalition government is to blame for the findings.
This extraordinary document dictates a decade of contracting between the Home Affairs Department under Peter Dutton, which saw hundreds of millions of dollars potentially funneled into companies which were using that money to undertake criminal wrongdoing. We are talking here about things like the trafficking of drugs, the trafficking of human beings, the subversion of sanctions against Iran and other criminal activities. Now, this report raises some very important questions for Peter Dutton. This is a system that he set up under the Home Affairs Department